Good afternoon, Audioboo. Paul here, Ema. I'm just out to take the dogs for a walk. It's raining, but it's probably about the lightest it's been raining all day. It's been raining all day. And actually, I'd say it's almost stopped raining. So I'm just down to the local green space, little park, and dogs enjoying themselves. They've been a bit cooped up all the time. They're sniffing around. Nothing better to just take your time and let the dogs have a sniff for all the exciting smells that they can smell that we probably can't. Some people often say, oh, must be really difficult getting greyhounds all the exercise they need. But really, that's not the case. They're called 100 mile an hour couch potatoes. Because for 15 minutes of the day, they'll be running around about 100 miles an hour. And for the rest of the day, they'll be asleep on your couch. Really enjoyed McColgan's messages today. I was listening this morning to his trip down the high street last night, and it was probably about the time that I drove down on the way to Whitburn, and I was surprised to see him mention a shop or a restaurant, I'm not exactly sure what it is, that's new, and I didn't even know it was there. I'd seen some place being refitted, so it's good to see something new on the high street for a change. So I'm not sure I've said in an Audioboo, a public Audioboo, how great it is to hear McColgan talk about the history of Bathgate and how much he enjoys it. The only shame is that it's changed so much that he's planning to leave soon at some point to go to the West Coast. Mind you, the West Coast is an absolutely wonderful place, and I love the islands and would go there myself, given half the chance. The other thing I wanted to mention was Pilgrim Chris's great story about watching Argentina versus England in the World Cup in a pub in Glasgow. I've saved that. I'm going to play it to all my friends whenever they say, oh, because obviously from my accent you can probably tell that I'm an Englishman living in Scotland. And they say, oh, I couldn't go to Glasgow, I'd get beaten up. Well, that's patently untrue. I think those people have probably been watching too much Braveheart. But that was a great story, Chris, so thanks a lot. Anyway, that'll do. The rain is continuing onwards, so it's probably time to head in.